Labor Day is Monday, and already many students in our region are back to school. Wednesday was the first day of school in Pittsfield, the largest city in Berkshire County. Pittsfield Public School Superintendent Jake McCandless spoke with WAMC, touching on the long-awaited new Taconic High School building, school safety, new contracts with the teachers' union, and more.
It's a hectic week, made extra hectic for us because we're really trying to finish a construction project, a major construction project, before the kids get back. But it's just our teachers, where our new teachers came in midway through the week last week. There were over 60 of them. So we had a great 3 days of orientation and induction with them. Our veteran faculty all came back on Monday, so, a great couple of days of getting rooms ready and professional development with them. And just a lot of work on schedules, a lot of work making sure bus routes are okay, a lot of interactions with families to make sure that we're all set to serve their child as best we can from day one. And then today we had our elementary school start, our sixth graders new to the middle school and our ninth graders new to the high school. So always an exciting big day when we start seeing school buildings become true schools again because they have children and teachers in them.
You mentioned the teachers are coming back right now. I know that the district recently agreed to new contracts with the teachers. What do those entail?
We did. So the contract is really not a huge change from contracts past. We have had for years the teachers come back a few days early. We're just always relieved that our negotiating team from the school committee and the negotiating team from the teachers union, the United Educators of Pittsfield, it's such a terrific amount of work to sit down in this age of accountability and in this age where demographics are changing and where we're asking, more of people annually. It's such a huge amount of work to get a contract that is respectful of the teachers and respectful of the community finished. And, we're just very grateful to be starting the year with a brand new teachers contract, 3 years in front of us. No major changes, slight pay increases, certainly not, to the degree that our best teachers warrant, but, it's really nice for us administratively to know that we have three solid years ahead of us, to serve kids together.
Now, has the district attracted new teachers for this year?
Yeah, so we go to great efforts to do recruiting. We're part of, and I think really we were leaders in a new effort to use One Berkshire, our local countywide chamber of commerce, to be partnering with them to get the word out about opportunities to teach here in the Berkshires and for us, particularly here in Pittsfield. So as I said, we brought in over 60 new teachers this year, and some are fresh out of undergraduate programs. And some are veteran teachers from other communities, both near and far. And we're just very pleased with the overall quality of the people that we've been able to attract here over the last few years, and retain here over the last few years.
So, in an era where school safety concerns are more heightened than ever due to the fear of school shootings, how do you prepare this faculty for this new school year?
Yeah, so it's, that's always, sadly, instruction is always, right in the front of our minds, but before even instruction and care for the social and emotional needs for students comes the most foundational need, which is to keep students safe. We're very fortunate here in Pittsfield. We have a terrific working relationship among the school department, the Pittsfield Police Department, the Pittsfield Fire Department, and the Massachusetts State Police. We make use of every bit of local expertise we have in terms of school safety. And, every year we just earlier this week had an annual kickoff meeting with the entire, with that entire public safety team. You know, we also have a great partnership with the Sheriff's Office here in Berkshire County, and we practice. We talk about how to keep kids safe, and we practice the things that we have agreed to through policy to do to keep kids safe. And so, you know, within these first 3 days of school, every single student in the district will have experienced a fire drill. Within the first couple of weeks, every single student will have experienced other types of safety drills that are responding to more emergency type of situations, like an intruder in the building who wishes to do harm. And we, you know, we work in tandem with our City of Pittsfield facilities department here to make sure that, you know, everything's in working order and ready to go in all 12 of our school buildings before families send their children back to us.
Last year, a lot of the student activism that emerged after the Parkland shootings last February ended up sort of dominating a conversation about the role of students in determining how the country deals with gun control. How do you plan on interacting with student activists this year after your experiences last year?
Yeah, we were very proud of the students last year that really led the charge on both issues that we have a great deal of control of here in our schools, and on the issues that are more at a statewide and national level. You know, we have kept in conversation with those students. The school principals have certainly kept in contact. Last year, we facilitated a meeting among the leaders of that group and Congressman Neal. We also facilitated several meetings with Representative Farley Bouvier and with Senator Hines here, and we just wanted these students to understand, as we do with all of our students, that there should really be no communication barriers between the adults who facilitate school and who, quote unquote, run school, and the students who are the very reason why we're here. So we've just really worked to open up those lines of communications, make sure the students know that they're absolutely two-way, make sure they understand we're here to serve them. We're as concerned about student safety as they are, and we want to continue to hear their ideas and listen to their voices.
In another first for this school year, the Pittsfield Public School System will celebrate its first Indigenous Peoples Day this October, supplanting the previously observed Columbus Day. How are you preparing for that on a faculty and student level?
You know, it is, whether this is popular or not, here's my take throughout this entire process has been, you know, it was never a day that we made a big deal out of. It was a day that students have off of school. It was a day that our employees, including me, have as a day off in our contract. You know, we're really going to let the principals and let the students themselves opt on whether, you know, how we approach this. It's not a day that we particularly took time to celebrate in the past. And I think the school committee and some other leaders in the community were looking to make a statement about who we celebrate and who we don't. You know, in terms of really having a deep impact on the school year, you know, we will try to use it as a teachable moment. And I would suggest that, you know, we look at the fact that there were many people in our community who felt very troubled by continuing to honor Christopher Columbus. However, there were many wonderful people in our community who felt very deeply offended by the fact that that this honor ultimately was stripped from Christopher Columbus. I think therein really lies the teachable moment about, you know, how do we with any issue take deeply oppositional beliefs and come to some conclusion, even if the conclusion is agreeing to disagree in respectful ways that don't sever the relationship among parties.
Can you give us an update on the new Taconic building? I understand it's a big undertaking. And when's it going to be open?
It opened this morning. I was there at 7 o'clock this morning greeting families on their way in. So the way we open school here in Pittsfield traditionally is our elementary schools open on day one, and then we welcome in our new sixth graders, so they have the building to themselves at the middle schools. We welcome in the new ninth graders and their families, so they have the building to themselves at our high schools. This morning we welcomed a freshman class of about 240 students out to the new Taconic on Valentine Road, and it was just a stunning experience. The number of students that I spoke to who were just in disbelief that a building like this existed in their hometown and was built for them specifically, it was just, I think, overwhelming almost to some of the kids. And so it was a very, very exciting day for us. Spent some time at Taconic, spent some time welcoming back new families at Pittsfield High School. Pittsfield High School's doing a really exciting new program called the Link Crew this year, which really for freshmen looks much more like a college orientation program, trying to make sure that students understand that we might be 230 individual students and families that comprise the freshman class, but we're one community at Pittsfield High and here in Pittsfield. So really exciting day all around, but to see students and families walk through the front doors of that new Taconic building that has been, you know, debated, talked about, planned for the last 15 years, to see them actually walk through this brand new, state-of-the-art, beautiful school facility, and really to see it go from being a construction project to a school with a capital S, because now there's kids there, was a wonderful moment. I will certainly never forget it.
You and other leaders of the Pittsfield Public School System recently signed new contracts. What does that look like, and what does it mean for your involvement with the city?
Yeah, so, you know, my contract, our deputy superintendent, Joseph Curtis, our assistant superintendent for finance, Kristen Benke, you know, we have this, I think it's not a unique situation, but it's a special situation where among the three of us, of our top three people in the district on the organizational chart, I've had two kids graduate from the Pittsfield Public Schools K through 12. I have one student that is a sophomore at Pittsfield High School. Mr. Curtis has three sons that are current Pittsfield Public School students and have been from day one. He has a foster child that's in the Pittsfield Public Schools. Ms. Benke has two children that are Pittsfield Public School students. So we're clients as well as leaders here in the district, and that sense of commitment that brings, I don't think happens all the time. So all three of us have six-year contracts, you know, really modest salary increases. It's the first salary increase I've taken in 5 years. Just, you know, I struggle to ever take a salary increase when we're laying people off, and we did not have to lay anybody off this year, and I felt it was appropriate to accept a modest increase, and the school committee felt the same. But we just think that, you know, moving forward with this leadership team, we also have a new assistant superintendent for career and technical education, Tammy Gage, who is also the parent of a freshman out of Taconic. We really feel like our commitment to this community is shown not only in the work we do every day, but where we choose to send our own personal treasures to school. So we hope the community thinks it's a wonderful thing to have these long-term relationships with us. We certainly feel it's a beneficial thing for the students and families that we serve here in the Pittsfield Public Schools.